Blog Talk Radio.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Up there,
beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Hey, man. Good morning. Praise God. Song said, I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't know when God's going to fix it. One thing I know, God's going to make a way for me. You can help me sing victory. And old Sam could talk about a change. Hallelujah. And I want to just for a short moment speak with you this morning about when you wait on the Lord, how he will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. When we wait, hallelujah, in faith, hoping and expecting God to do something, he always come through. Some say he show up and he show out. Some say they marvel on how he moves, hallelujah, and make a way out of no way. You can be confident of this one thing. If you trust in him, he'll do it. If you depend on him, oh, hallelujah, he'll never let you down. Praise God. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. Father, we thank you for your mercy, the grace you allowed it unto us, Father, unmerited favor. Hallelujah, things we don't deserve, but you grant it. Thank you for, Father, a reasonable portion of health and strength that we were able to look upon a day that we never seen before, Father. We were able to sit down and gather together. We tell you thank you, Father, in clothing our right mind. Able to concentrate on you and look toward you for our help. Just coming, Lord, this morning to say thank you for you've been good to us, Father. Thank you, Father, for you made ways out of no way, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Just want to give you some love this morning and be thankful for what you have done for us. In the name of Jesus, now we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread, Father God, that we may, Hallelujah. As we take this bread, chew on it, and think of you, Father God, and be thankful, hallelujah, for your goodness and for your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalms 27. Amen. You know, I like to talk about the faith. I like to talk about grace. I like to talk about mercy. I like to talk about praise. Hallelujah. One thing about praise, one thing what praise will do, praise will bring God into your situation. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us he inhabits the praise of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give praises unto him. Lift him up. And he will come and dwell with you. But first you may surrender unto him. Hallelujah. Knowing that it's he that has made us. And it's not we ourselves, but we look to him as being our creator. Hallelujah. Our savior. After we make our confessions over there in Romans 10. Hallelujah. Then we look unto him. Faith and belief takes us into action. Psalms 27. Psalms 27. Amen. Very familiar passage of scripture. Hallelujah. Psalms 27 will start at this first verse. It tells you that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Question is asked, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, David said, even mine enemies came, hallelujah, upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail. So when hosts should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his, hallelujah, pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Hallelujah. And now my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Listen, he hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. In this Psalms 27, 1 through 6, you have the psalmist, hallelujah, faith, hallelujah, the psalmist, faith. And in that verse 7, you have David asking the Lord to hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy upon me, and answer me. The Lord is, the Lord, the believer's light. Hallelujah. He is the strength of our life. He is our stability, the Lord. He, and those that come to know him and walk in faith and grace with him. Oh, hallelujah. And we allow for him to show us the way, to direct our path in decisions in life that we must make. We look unto the Lord for comfort, for he lights up the path when we where we should put our footsteps. If we trust in the Lord, he scripture tells us our steps are ordered. Hallelujah. In other words, God will help you place your foot just where it needs to be. Our steps are or when we ask him to order our steps, and scripture tells us hallelujah, about the righteous, that God will order his steps. God order our steps. He allows us, hallelujah, with his Holy Spirit that we receive to light up the path in which we should go. Hallelujah. See, we don't know tomorrow. We don't even know the next hour with calamities and troubles and situations on every hand. Well, that's why we trust in the one that knows all, the very giver of life, the one that created this body and knows just how long we have in this temple. Hallelujah. Well, we look unto him, the very giver of life that lights up the light. Hallelujah. That lights up our pathway. David said, he tells us that the Lord is my light, my salvation. He and my salvation, the Lord is the one that saved me from the very effects of evil. Evil, 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 evil. The Lord is my light. Light, in other words, the Lord is my hope. The Lord is my strength. The Lord, hallelujah. Me, not me, myself, but the Lord, the sustainer, hallelujah. The one that allows visibility to my pathway, the light source, the one that brightens up, hallelujah, my pathway, the one. Not only does he light up the pathway, but he gives me vision. He gives me hope. He gives me, oh, hallelujah, the things that I need to be able to make it another day. This is the one that I totally trust and depend upon. Then he asked the question, since the Lord is all of that, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? See, sometimes you have to, in faith, stand, hallelujah, on that that you know, that you, and since you know the Lord, there is no question about, hallelujah, nothing else. Since you know that you know that you know that you know the Lord is my light, hallelujah. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself when you would be down, hallelujah. But he tells us just the other day in my hallelujah, my strength is made perfect in your weakness, hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He saves me. He helps me. Oh, hallelujah. Whom shall I fear, since I have all this for my life, for my, somebody say you need to use our resources. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you, Rev. God bless you. You open. Praise the Lord.
Keep on going, bro. You good? You good?
Praise the Lord. Since we have all this, the question is asked, whom shall I fear? Whom see? We are in a time now where it is a necessity that we be encouraged. It's a necessity that we encourage one another. It is a necessity that we seek after the strength that he's given us and know that it is even not unto us, even within us already. So that's why David a lot of times had to encourage himself. He had to speak to himself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? We need to be telling one another, the Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord, not ourselves, not our own strength, not our own knowledge, but the Lord. is my light. See, because if truth be told, if he left us to ourselves, even the strength that we do have, it belongs to the Lord. Though he is the giver of all things, but we are able to stand because of him. We're able to grow because of him. He is the light source. Hallelujah. He's my light. He's my salvation. All my fear, reverence, and respect go unto him. The Lord is my, hallelujah. He is the very strength of my life. I can't move without him. I need him. Hallelujah. Even if I'm not serving him, listen. Even if you don't serve him, you have an evil coming to the knowledge because you're living is because of him. Hallelujah. That he must hold you and keep you in his mind. Hallelujah. For he in him dwell the fullness of life is very self. Whom shall I fear, David is asking. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? These are questions. You know, you have to sometimes question yourself. because when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they come up on me, when they come with the persecution, when they come with the questions, when they're trying to make you have doubt in that you know, when they all come up you to eat up on you, to tear up on you, to try to make you stumble, you must encourage yourself that the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. The believer. Hallelujah. Not only must we encourage ourselves, but we must move and live. Hallelujah. In that way. Live. Hallelujah. In this way that the Lord is my light. And see, the Lord did not clean me up for me to stay, hallelujah, at the moment where I made Jesus my choice, but he expected me, hallelujah, to grow from that. But he brought me into the knowledge that he is my life, that he has delivered me in God. Hallelujah. Let us strengthen ourselves in God. I say not in man, but in God. Let us strengthen our own self. He creates this that you may know that he's real. Hallelujah. He creates this for you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. See, because when doubt get in there, it's unstable, you know. You believe in one moment, then you're weary the next moment. Hallelujah. But when you believe and know that you know, no matter how weak you get, you know that the Lord, hallelujah, is my light. The Lord is all that I need. Hallelujah. I hear you talking to me, Brother Willie Dog. I hear you that you told us one time, God, you'll never know. Hallelujah. You'll never know. God is all you need until God is all you got. You'll never know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's important we need to continue to talk to ourselves. See, because in this body we're born in sin, and in that sin we're shapen in iniquity. That is why it's a necessity that we be reborn again, refocused. Hallelujah. Renew our mind daily. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we are creatures of habit. because we are in this world, but see, we've got to realize that we are only pilgrims passing through. This place is not our home. Hallelujah. That's why it troubles our heart when we see so much evil. Hallelujah. Now we've been born again, and we have come out among all of that, and that's why people cannot understand why we yet still stand for righteousness. Hallelujah. They call us, oh, That's the old way. Hallelujah. But that's the original and the only way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord is my light. Hallelujah. And my salvation. Hallelujah. You have to encourage yourself to know that even in this, even in all that we're going through, you have to be focused on this light that David here, hallelujah, so boldly testified of, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. For skipping down to verse 5, for in the time of trouble shall hide me in his pavilion. God hides us, hallelujah, when we worship him, when we do his will, the will of God. God hides us even among all this evil on our jobs. And you know that Jesus told us over there in Luke, that Satan desires to sift me like wheat. If God would remove his hand, you think you have trouble, but if God removed his hand for a moment, the very mighty angel, the adversary, the one that was God, summed up the Psalms when he made it. Hallelujah. And if God didn't continually have this shield of protection over you, Satan desires to shift you like we cut you up and that you be no more, because he hates you so much now because you decide to make Jesus your choice. Hallelujah. We should be rejoicing all the time. Hallelujah. We should be praising all the time when we remember what he did for us on Calvary's cross. When we remember this relationship that he allows us to have, and some don't even care about it like they should. But you should know that. But in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Hallelujah. He shall set me up on a rock. You know, he's going to put you on a firm foundation. Hallelujah. He's going to keep a covering over you as long as you do what? Stand his will. If you fall, get up quickly, repent, and try to stay close unto him for his safety. His safety, the safety of the Lord is what we need, surely in these troubled times. Hallelujah. And when all of this, you have encouraged yourself, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Hallelujah. Therefore will I offer sacrifices. Hallelujah. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. You know, a praise is a sacrifice when your heart is hurting and the ground and tears. But when you do that, even in the sacrifice, the sacrifice, when you have taken a loved one and you say, thank you, Lord. When your heart is broken and you say, praise you, Jesus. This is a sacrifice. When I offer this in his tabernacle, we are the temple of his Holy Spirit. And when we act in accordingly to that, hallelujah, I will sing. My heart can't help but to sing. I will sing praises unto the Lord, because I know through all of my trouble, hallelujah, hallelujah, through all my trouble, if I keep focused on him, hallelujah, hallelujah, through all of my trouble, I will be lifted. Hallelujah. Here, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. See, because know this, God will chastise. Hallelujah. 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 And who can counsel? Who can say, well, God, I don't think you should do this or that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who would go to the king and say to the king, I don't think you should make this or that decree? Hallelujah. 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 But in humbly submission, we ask here, oh Lord, when I cry with my voice, because we're agents of time. Hallelujah. And we don't realize that we're dealing with a divinity. Hallelujah. That time does not even register with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But all we know is time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when he let us look a little bit into that we're going to eternity, the more we get stronger, the more we see, hallelujah, that we were just in trouble for just a moment. Hallelujah. For just a moment. Hallelujah. That's why he encourages us. Don't give up. Don't fret not thyself. Hallelujah. Because of one that's doing evil. This is just for a moment, but it's going to pass. But what I'm going to give you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm going to allow you to take a glimpse to see every now and then. And what he does, he allows his Holy Spirit to manifest in us. So when he generates it every now and then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When he allows it to spring up in us every now and then, and we feel we are engulfed in his Spirit. We just get lost in. Hallelujah. When we have a moment with God, hallelujah. And he let us get a glimpse from time to time of his beauty, and we just want to stay with him. And before we know it, a whole day have went by. Hallelujah. And we've just been meditating on him. That's just a glimpse of him. And that's only part of his way. But he wants you to not be weary in the obstacle that you're going through, because it's going to make you better. Hallelujah. When thou say, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hallelujah. Hide not thy face, David, please. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. O God of my salvation. O God that saved me from the very effects of evil when I do your will, Lord. Hallelujah. O God, hallelujah. That we serve a just God. Hallelujah. He reigns on the just and the unjust aright. Also, those that are righteous, hallelujah, he has to punish us as well, but receive your punishment now, hallelujah, that he don't have to deal with you when judgment, when we're at the, oh, hallelujah, judgment seat of Christ, hallelujah. Don't wait till there, but not allow your judgment to begin now. And scripture tells us, even that begins in the church, at his house, and we are the temple, so it begins with us. Charity starts at home. Hallelujah. Before even you get to the church, you can practice it in your home. You can practice it on yourself. It says, judge not, and you will not be judged. But when you are judged, you are chastened of the Lord. Hallelujah. When he takes care of the things that he revealed unto you about you, take care of them, hallelujah, and God, hallelujah, and God, we can deal with you gracefully, hallelujah. See, but when you have become, hallelujah, when you bump your head, as you say, you start to feel, you know that he is a just God, and you cry out for mercy, though you deserve justice. Well, but David knew God from a lad. Hallelujah. He asked him, don't hide your face from me, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't put your servant away in anger. Hallelujah. Thou hast been my help. And just like David letting the Lord know he's been his help, we should be letting the Lord know too, God, you've been my help. Hallelujah. 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 Leave me not, Lord. I need you, Lord. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Yes, he will. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies, because what is upon me. See, we're in this world, but we're not of the world. Hallelujah. Though though we're dwelling in this place. But so you have to know that the things that is within our hearts and God's will that we desire to do, there are things set in place, hallelujah, because we are lovers of God, hallelujah. God is going to allow you to prove that love to him, but we need the light, hallelujah, to teach us. We need, hallelujah, the light to correct us. We need the light to keep us on that straight and narrow. We need the light to light up that pathway so we know where to put our feet. We need the light because of our enemies is pulling in us, and the adversary is shooting fiery darts at us, but we have protection in God. Hallelujah. David's pleading here, but deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witness are risen up against me. False things have been said about me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And such as breathe out cruelty. There are people always trying to discredit your walk and your deliverance. There are people always trying to, because they are tormented even by your presence, because you are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. And don't lose your savor. Don't lose that God has given you. God has delivered you, and a brilliant light shines from you. Hallelujah. Because it torments evil when you walk in, and evil is there. If you're letting your light so shine, it torments the people that are in there, so they try to discredit you or bring you down off of that so they will be comfortable in your presence. Hallelujah. But you keep letting the light of God, hallelujah, shine, hallelujah, because that they try to come up with, that would try to destroy you, try to pull you down, it will not, and it cannot last. David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Though it get tough, wait on the Lord. Though you get weary, wait on the Lord. Though you want things, hallelujah, but wait on God's timing, because he'll work it all out. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. You may want something, or you may desire of something, but God may let you know just because of delay. Hallelujah. Just because I'm saying no now, it will not be no later. But I have to put some things in order, in place, because that your heart won't, hallelujah, that you'll be able to accept it, and you won't get out of my wheel. Some people, they get impatient, and they move too fast and too quick, and it puts them out of the wheel. So that they thought would have been a blessing to them turned into a curse. Oh, hallelujah. I had fainted. I will become weary unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. We ones get taken, and the people are hurting and feel like God done them wrong, or God, you didn't do this or that. But see, Holly, your prayer might have been for that loved one to stay here, but their prayer in their heart might have been, Lord, come get me. Lord, please, Lord, I'm tired. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the Lord says, come, my child. Come, ye all. Hallelujah, all that are weak and heavy laden. All, hallelujah. God is calling us into his rest. Hallelujah. We're weary here. God is calling us home, and that's what how he's continually calling us home when we have a desire just to be with him. The more holy we get, the more we grow, the more we don't even care about these things of the world anymore, but we just want God and him being pleased, and we just want whatever God wants. Then his will has become in our hearts. Hallelujah. And then he can grant things to us then, because his will is in our hearts. Hallelujah. So our will is his will. because we're renewing, we're revolving, we're going from creatures, hallelujah, from creatures trying to be like the Creator, hallelujah. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When we wait on him, hallelujah, and wait is not a state of doing nothing, but while we're waiting, we need to be praying. While we're waiting, seeking God, hallelujah, while he is giving us this moment that we wait, hallelujah, it is not a action of being idle, hallelujah, hallelujah. But in this wait that he's talking about, while you're waiting, I want you to be encouraging. I want you to be of good courage. I want you to expect me to strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you're waiting. While you're waiting, see, you're getting stronger. Hallelujah. We need to be encouraging each other. Wait on the Lord. And then while we're waiting, tell someone of what they may have forgotten. Share with someone how God is their strength. Share with someone, hallelujah, how he has blessed you, and then walk that way. It will encourage them too. Well, if God bless my brother, surely he'll bless me. Hallelujah. If God bless my sister, surely he'll bless me. If God made a way out of no way for them, surely he'll make a way out of no way for me. And while you're waiting, hallelujah, be encouraged in your heart. While you're waiting, rejoice. Hallelujah. For our brother told us just the other day, rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. And in that rejoicing, hallelujah, and you'll start to praise him. And in that rejoicing, hallelujah, and be glad for your reward. You'll know that though he'll let you get a little happiness here and there here, but your reward, hallelujah, is in heaven. Your reward, hallelujah, this is not our, this is only a temporary dwelling place for us, hallelujah, that we may practice on what we're going to be doing eternally, what we're going to be doing, hallelujah. And some people, sad to say, but they're going to be doing eternally evil. So that's why they practice so much of it now. But some people that desire to make Jesus their choice, and as they get deliverances, they find themselves, hallelujah, doing more of the will of God, and that's what they'll be doing eternally. Hallelujah. And they're going to be rejoicing. Hallelujah. Every day will surely be howdy, howdy, because you're practicing it's so much of it now. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is what I have for you. I pray that you be encouraged. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're at the point of our service. Hallelujah. If you want to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. We hear. Hallelujah. You open, brother.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Real.
Yes, sir.
A word that was true and needed. I say again, thank you, Real, for a blessed sermon that was true and needed. I truly enjoyed it. It's funny. My brother Eric says all the time that the Lord would not let us look stupid. What you touched on this morning, a friend of mine called me an hour before we come on air, and he was questioning me about some of the very things that you touched on this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you. I truly enjoyed the service.
God.
As always, I solicit your prayers for me and mine. The Lord is still moving in my life, still moving in my child's life. He's just being good. And I ask that you all continue to keep me in your prayers, keep my family in your prayers, as I pray for you. But he's not going to hold you. When I got out of the background, I know it's so much to say. I just got so much knowing. But have, you know, the Lord, when the Lord moves, you have so much to say. It's just something you don't know where to start because you can't stop. So just pray my strength in the Lord and we go stronger. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, Rev,
I
tell him on my evening service a lot, and sometimes I tell you, God don't want no coward soldier. You really know. God don't want no coward soldier. I know he don't, because he said if you shame the old man, down here before man, I'll be shamed on you before my Father. I'm going to let the world know that I'm truly on the Lord's side. I'm on the Lord's side. And I want the world to know. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm glad, God, have those to come forth that ask for prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So let us know that God is still blessing us, because he sends his Christians, his children, to other children that they may join together and be on one accord and ask for his help. Hallelujah. His help. Hallelujah. We going, hallelujah, to one that can do something about. Hallelujah. That can make a change. Hallelujah. 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 He entrusted these prayers unto us, and we tell God, thank you. Not our might and not our strength, but the strength of God. Hallelujah. That we look unto him that will make a way out of no way, that will turn our midnight into day. And sometimes he'll leave us in the storm, but he'll give us strength in that storm, that we'll have peace and we'll find ourselves rejoicing and praising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm for some reason thinking about the Hebrew boys that were put into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow. Hallelujah. And they told the king that they're not careful in answering him. Oh, hallelujah. We're not going to bow. And we know someone that is able. We know someone that is able. And even if they don't, we love them that much that we ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. We love them just that much. Hallelujah. Yes, that we entrust beyond what we may think or believe, but we entrust fully upon him and his decision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Yes, sir. we never trouble ourselves of thinking, can the Lord do it? Hallelujah. We know that he can do it, but it's up to him. Will he do it? Oh, hallelujah. And will he have mercy? Yes, but oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity that you've given to us to look unto you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. It is a blessing that we can call on the Almighty God. Hallelujah. David said, one thing have I required of the Lord, that what I seek after, that I may dwell. Lord, I just want to be with you.
Know that you're with me, sir, and know that you're with me.
As long as you're with me, Lord, it don't matter what I'm going through. Oh God, as long as you're with me, as they persecute me, as they after me, as they trying to eat on me, as they fight me, long as you're with me, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
My brother.
Hallelujah.
My brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you know who I am, I have another.
Come on, just keep on worshiping God. Yeah.
So humble, Lord.
Lord, we come,
Father God, because our heart is open to your presence, Lord. Lord, we're not here about songs or even, Father God, even our hands and our pockets, Lord. But we come here, Lord, lifting our voice to you, Lord, and our heart to you, asking you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. Lord, it's a cruel old world out there, Lord. We can find out, Lord, that good is evil now, Lord. Because the songwriter just said, Cain come on TV, Lord. You see one news after another, Lord. But, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless us this morning, Lord, in this day, Lord, that you gave us, Lord, that you allow us to wake up and see, Lord, and give us strength, Lord, in such a time like this, Lord. Lord, we come right now lifting up our children, Lord, and they're making preparation to go back to school, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to concentrate their mind, Lord. Get them ready, prepared for this journey that you have for them this day, Lord.
Yeah.
Some way till they get to the school, Lord. But, Lord, we want to pray before they get there, Lord. Cover our children.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, this thing's going around now, Lord. I heard in the news that the young man said he's no longer gay anymore. He loves women. They say his name is Nas or X, whatever you want to call his name. Lord, he said he never did was he's gay, Lord. But, Lord, sometimes these people play so much with people's minds, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, whatever the brother got going on, touch him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Move in the hypocrisy he has in him or around him, Lord.
In the name
we
of Jesus.
We know you can move things, Lord. We know you're able,
Lord.
Our children are facing things we never have faced, Lord. And we ask you to bless our children, Lord.
covering, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. As they get prepared, Father, going to go into the next level of learning, Lord. Whether it might be in college, getting a degree, a master's, a doctor, or even just a bachelor's degree. Lord, bless them, Lord, to stay on that course, Lord. To knowing, Father,
yes,
God,
Lord,
that they can make this generation we have today be changed, Lord, by doing what we call today is getting further their learning, Lord. And maybe they want to be a counselor, Lord. Maybe they might want to be a president, Lord. Let it be in your grace, Lord, in your mercy, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Some might want to be doctors, Lord. Put in their hands and their mind to do the will of yours, Lord, when they care for someone. Lord, we thank for the preach word, the teach word today, Lord. Maybe it was someone on the phone. They want to come on, Lord, but we want you to touch their heart, Lord. Strengthen them as our voice right now, Lord. Let them know,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
God, there's a heaven to gain and the hell to lose, Lord. Lord, touch
yes,
them,
Lord.
Lord, not just because of the itchy ear, but, Lord, knowing to say, what must I do to be saved? Let it be through the preach, teach word, Lord. We bind in the evil spirit, not of you, Lord, and ask you to have your way, Lord. Maybe this prayer might not be for nobody but one person, but, Lord, move in their life as you touch them.
Yes, Lord.
As we touch and agree with them, Lord. Because we believe, Father God, when we come together like this, our family pray together, stays together. So thank you,
yeah,
Father God, for what you've done, and keep covering Reverend, Lord, and his whole entire family, Lord. Keep covering him, Lord, the things you give him to do, Lord, to guide and teach us the heaven's way, Lord. Lord, we ask for strength. All the things he poured out, Lord, put back in him, Lord, more strength, Lord, to keep going with this journey, Lord. We know, Father God, during this ministry, sometimes we drain ourselves, Lord, try to pour out the love, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to put double portion of love back in him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we ask you all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Bless him on
Jesus
the job,
name.
Lord. That whatever you have in store for him, Lord, any stumbling block, any barriers, Lord, we ask you to remove
thank
it in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Bless
him, Lord. We ask you to cover with him in the name of Jesus. And when you do this, Lord, bless him, Lord, because even on his job, we know that sometimes the adversary can get at anybody, Lord. So bless him, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful today. Hallelujah. Wonderful today. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Amy. She said, forgiven. She said, forgiven. Monitor your heart daily to avoid wandering from God's wisdom. Monitor your heart daily. Avoid wandering from God's wisdom. Not perfect, just forgiven by Jesus. That's a good word for today. Praise the Lord. Thank you. That's beautiful. 1 John 1:1-10. And Psalms 119:127. I have strayed like lost sheep. Seek your servant. I have strayed like lost sheep, seek your servant. Praise the Lord. Best friend forever. Best friend forever. And then I have another topic. Main thought, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege and blessing to have Jesus as our friend. Oh, praise God. James 2:18-26, Abraham believed God. And he was called God's friend. Man, James 2:23. Hallelujah. Thank what a beautiful blessing. The mighty ruler, the ancient of days, Jehovah, the creator of all this universe. But he allows you to call him friend. If you believe, Abraham believed God. And he was called God's friend. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Best friend forever and forgiven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, your beautiful counsel, your deliverance, your love that you show us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, God has blessed us. God has made a way, hallelujah, out of no way. He's given us strength, hallelujah, hallelujah. So take the strength that God gives you and keep it, hallelujah, and add to it, hallelujah. Add to it by getting, like Grim Brown said, get away from positive people. Add to it, hallelujah, by being positive and not negative. Add to it in encouraging and talk about the goodness of the Lord. Add to it, hallelujah. Read his word. Meditate on him. Trust in him. Pray throughout the day, hallelujah. Add to it. He's given us a good start this morning, every morning. Tune in to God's plan. God gives us, hallelujah, a great start. And we thank him for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Reverend's already prayed, played song. He blessed us with another song. We can get out of here. I would never leave God's presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Rev, I know we're getting ready to get out of here. And ask the Lord to keep us, sustain us through this day and bless us to congregate tomorrow. But if you will, I know you know it. It's an old song that Brother D was humming to himself this morning. The song said, we come this far by faith. Trusting in his holy word. If you could, Rev, could you give me a verse? I would very much appreciate it. In the name
okay.
of Jesus.
Yes, sir. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith.
By faith.
Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet.
Turn around.
We come this far by faith. And faith will lead us.
In the name of Jesus. Faith will lead us on.
Yes, sir.
Faith.
We come this far by faith.
Come
and if we continue to have faith, hallelujah, contention, leaning on his word, and trusting him, leaning on it, depending on him. Using it as our
can't turn around. Tool.
Yes, sir, we can't turn around because that the word of God will keep us. It will hold us. It will encourage us.
Yes,
it will strengthen us.
Yes.
It will
yes.
draw us nigh to him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. His word will transform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His word will brighten us up. His word. Hallelujah. Remember. We remember his word. We'll be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Wayne is on, right?
Praise the Lord.
Brother Wayne had a birthday a couple of days ago. You know, and I just acknowledge guys I know who started this thing out when we first started out. You know, the brother works a lot, but he's on right now. I just want him to tell him happy birthday and Cowboys
praise
is
the
number
Lord.
One.
Yeah. I know you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say it one more time. Happy birthday. And the Cowboys is number one. He know what I'm talking about. All right, man. I'm just messing with it. Happy birthday, bro. Belated. Belated.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
I like you all to keep Brother Dog in your prayers as well. You know, this spiritual thing that we do is in our heart. And somewhere along the line, the Lord touched Brother Dog to ask me to pray on a show. And it went from prayer to where we at now. We went from just simply giving a prayer until we serve the Lord every day. And I hear my brother say a lot, this is the only church that some people ever hear. Ever know about is this church right here.
That's right.
So I want y'all to keep brother. And Brother Dog, Brother Eric know as well as I. He have a hard road that he's holding there. And he you know, the old saying says you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I've been here by my Lord saved to the utmost. And that's what the Bible told me to say. He has no limitations on where he started or stopped there. So even though we are old of age, God is still in the saving business. And you find that when you talk to Brother Dog, a lot of times I hear him, he's y'all, you're not going to make me curse today. And they try to take him to the limit. And he fight. So I ask that you all just keep praying for my brother. He will keep getting strong himself. You know, we don't want to always be selfish and just pray for ourselves like I do. We want to ask that you pray for him as well, because he's truly on a rough road. But God is still able. And that's what we're going to hang our hat on. But, dog, we love you, man. I can't say enough about what you started here. Because look where we at now. The Lord has brought us from one prayer to a five, like my brother Eric said, 5 days for them and seven for a lot of us. Get a chance to minister the Lord's word to different people. So keep Brother Dog in your prayers. Amen.
Praise God. My God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And in his holy word, he never failed me yet.
Ooh,
Lord.
It,
that's so just the movement this morning, man. Just trusting in his word. He never failed me yet. Come too far to turn around.
That's it.
And doing it all by faith. All by faith. Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, one thing about it, victory is just a moment away.
Just a moment away.
It is. Victory.
It's
just a moment away, and our Father God, he knows just how long to leave us in the heat the fire. He knows just how long. He knew just how long and just how much that we're each and every one of us able to bear it. And the only way we can bear it is because of what he has instilled in us. But he wants us to be reminded, great is he that is in you. And he that is in the world, greater is he what he has given in you, the seed that's planted within you. Hallelujah. But he has left you, he has entrusted into you, and he's left it in you that it may grow within you. Hallelujah. How will it grow within you? Hallelujah. He gives you stewardship over it. Hallelujah.
Trust in
him. Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Never fail me.
That's it. Songs of old still have melody and strength even today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. No matter how hot it gets, servant no matter what kind of storm. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he fills with him
your
hope,
way.
Hope with us. He upholds
you.
Hallelujah. When we ourselves sometimes just don't know.
Don't know.
But God
know.
Knows. Hallelujah.
God knows.
But see,
yeah.
But he knows. And he knows
he
how
knows.
To take us to
he
that
knows.
Point. Hallelujah.
He knows.
Hallelujah. He knows how to take us to he knows what it takes for each and every one of us.
Where
what it may, what it takes for me in certain situations may not take that in Brother D or Reverend Brian or Brother Withers or Brother Nutty. Hallelujah. But he individual, his individual, personal relationship.
Yeah.
But he divine strategically designed and made. Hallelujah. 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 Reverend Brian,
yes.
I heard somebody tell us we was built for the journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Built for your journey. For the journey. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. But if we continue to hold on, it's good that we encourage one another. You know, we lift, we do enough turn down. We start lifting one another. We give God attention. Hallelujah. When my troubles are your troubles and your troubles are my troubles, hallelujah. And we take them all to God in prayer, hoping and expecting him, hallelujah, to do something about it. And we give him the praise for it. Not we ourselves, but we give him the praise for him. Hallelujah. 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 He reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whatever's on your mind, you can play something, or you want to pray again, and we'll be out. But whatever's on your mind. Thank you, Lord.
You know my situation. That's why I'm just picking in and out. You know my situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you, though. I don't care what you
okay.
say about me.
Uh-oh. Okay. How about this, man? How about this? Praise the Lord.
I was getting ready to try that joke until you said the Cowboys are number one, bro.
Yeah.
See my brother now.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. I don't like them 49.
That joke up there, my brother now.
Well,
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Who said you could have fun? Remember God. I beg a difference. So who told that lie? Somebody lying. Mm. Somebody lying real. Have so much fun serving the Lord.
That's it, man. That's when we begin to live.
That's when we begin to live.
You died in the world, but you started
living. He died, that you were our life. That's when you started living. Didn't know what life was until you found the Lord.
That's it, man.
Tell God thank you.
Praise God.
Hey, Reverend Henry, I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing, but tell Brother Wayne to stop texting me, man. Just tell him to stop texting me.
Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord. We truly thank him. Lord, say the same. Hallelujah. We'll be here tomorrow. And we thank him for what he has done. We truly love him for how he has came and made this service just what he would have it to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Just want to tell you again, Lord, we love you.
Love you,
thank you. We thank you for all you have done. We ask that you continue to keep us, Lord. Keep us in thy will. Continue to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Continue to help us that we may help others. Love us that we may love others. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we love you. Keep us, Father God, in thy care. Keep us on the straight and narrow. Keep us.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord, even for victory. Thank you for, oh, hallelujah. We come on a claim in advance. Thank you for what you have done for us and the things we prayed about this way. You've already taken care of them, and we thank you. Thank you for protecting our children. Thank you for blessing and taking care of Brother D's situation and all those that had secret prayers within their heart. We thank you for answering prayer, Lord. We just want to give you thanksgiving, Lord. We want to give you thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Lord, why should my heart, feel lonely and long for heaven, home? Portion. He watches over me. Watch it, thank you, Lord, over me.